Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it takes to a thumbs up from Sam, but in lockdown again. We've done all this hard work. We've done the hard lifting to get back in the studio, and now we're not. Hello, Samantha Richards. Hello, Dane Swan.
Hello. Oh. Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Where are we, Swatty?
Where are we or where am I?
All right, you.
I am back in lockdown, which is pleasant.
Awful. Why are you in lockdown, Dane?
Because the government has ruled that I'm in a place where lockdown needs to happen. I'm on school holidays, so I'm in lockdown again up in Noosa.
Oh, God, I can think of worse places.
Well, I'm not coming home ever.
That's it. You're done.
Yeah, so
it's been fun.
It's fucking been great. Well, we've got three cases. I don't know how many cases we've got today. I've just woken up, but... 3 cases into a 3-day lockdown, which is fun.
Have you managed to get out at all prior to this lockdown? Like, when did you get there versus when did you go into lockdown?
I escaped Melbourne on Monday and slipped straight into lockdown on Wednesday? On Tuesday, so I was good. I couldn't have timed it any better.
Well done, you.
Fantastic.
Did any swears come out of your mouth?
Thank fuck for that. But what can you do? So I'm just not coming home until I'm allowed to. Until I don't have to quarantine.
Who's with you at the moment?
Me, couple of mates, and their partners and their children. So I'm quarantining, but I'm less quarantining with a few people because we're all staying together. So it's not too bad. The weather's nice. All the weather's nicer than back home. Yep. There's a pool. So we're going okay. There's worse spots to be stuck.
Yeah, and you're quite well-versed at working from home, Swanee, so this should be all right for you. As in, you've done it before. You're quite good at it. You know, you should be able to just slip back into old habits of working from home.
Well, thank you, Samantha. Yes. Some of us have to work. So, yeah, I'm lugging now. I'm doing the hard yards here at the moment. So,
the girls
just took the children for a walk, and I'm in one of the spare rooms plugging away, slaving away, working as usual. You know what? But some of us have to do it. The lights have to be kept on at home, have to pay the bills. So, here I am. Now I'm slaving away, paying the bills once again. Not all heroes wear capes, guys, but here I am.
Has the pool come in handy for your rehab? Because, again, you were giving on the weekend, I noticed, at Gippsland Way this time.
Fuck, that feels like a lifetime ago. Now I'm back in lockdown, doesn't it?
What a legacy you've left Victoria.
Thank you, Ralph. I didn't want to bring it up, but seeing as you did, we'll talk about it. So I was down in... Lucknow. I thought it was Lucknow, but Lucknow they pronounce it. So I was down in Lucknow on last weekend, obviously. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there this weekend. I'm not allowed there this weekend, apparently.
Gems.
I'm in a red zone. So Fuck knows what that means for a while, but looks like I might be for the next couple of weeks. Lucknow. I was down there. It was a 3 hour, 20 minute drive, and got down there and they had me on a tight schedule, let me tell you. But was down there and I was like, how are the, I'll give some encouragement, words of encouragement to the under-19s and then their reserves. So I'll give some encouragement to the reserves because they were just going out to play.
I don't want to like to be in the reserves, into the words?
I've just said it's fucking been a while since I've been in the reserves room.
You didn't say that to them, did you?
Yeah. Dang. It had been a while.
Know your audience.
So I went down there, give him a good pump off face, got him out there. Then I had to go speak to a couple of other people, take our photos, looked at the score, and they were 9-0 down in about 7 minutes in. So I was like, maybe pump up speech is not my thing.
Wow.
And I spoke to the under-18s. And obviously then I was like, oh, to the senior guys, to the coach and whatever. So because I'm zero from three at this stage.
Wow.
Playing for other teams.
Yeah. So I was like, maybe it's me, obviously. Maybe I'm the problem. So I was like, oh, guys, what are you it's this side, and you've got to go, well, they're actually undefeated. We lost to them by 130 last start. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go.
130 like, yeah, is a big margin. That's huge.
It's a lot of goals. I was like, oh, fuck, no, it's going to be a slow day. But in the end, lost by 130. I'm pleased to announce that I'm 0-4.
Wow. Well,
yeah, consistency is important.
I was going to say, at least you're consistent. They know what they're going to get.
I don't like to toot my own horn, as we know on this podcast. I'm not one for that. No, absolutely I don't like. Not. So they lost 130 in the first time they played them. This time, we lost by a point.
Wow.
So we're in front all day. They kicked a point on the siren. Some would say it was after the siren, off the ground, but I'm not one of those people. No? I'm just going to dangle that out there. Some would say it was after the siren, off the ground, out of a stoppage. Like I said, I'm not one of those people.
No.
There's, you know, the umpire ruled it a point, so the umpire ruled it a point. So we went down by a point now.
I'm gathering there's no replay out at Lucknow. There's no... can't go up to the
third umpire.
Not that I'm aware of. Okay. Not that I'm aware of.
Just checking.
But I thought I was going okay because my body's starting to feel good. I didn't think I was the 20-21 goal difference. I would have thought maybe 17 or 18 goal difference I was, but I didn't think I'd be a 21 goal difference. But there we go. I was. So
poll any points?
Pardon?
Did you poll any points? Obviously, where it counts, best on.
Well, this is the other thing. So we had the after-match function and stuff like that. And that was obviously, all a bunch of good guys. Like every footy club, I guess. Every footy club's got terrific people in it. And I shot off back to the hotel to get changed and then come back to do the thing. And they start from the 19s and they give out their 3-2-1 and stuff like that. Now, once again, I don't like to toot my own horn. No. So I was like, well, listen, I'll settle for the two. Maybe not best. And I kicked 3 points. So I was like, oh, maybe if I kick two of those three from the back pocket, from half back, 40 plus, they couldn't tackle me. So maybe probably the one or the two. That's fair enough. I didn't get a vote.
What? It's sort of like when Winx was running, the bookies would put up fave out. Do you reckon they did a swanny out sort of?
Yeah. Well, listen, I don't like to toot my own horn.
No, you've mentioned that.
Yeah, so that means if I say it, it means I don't like to.
Correct.
but, yeah, if I wasn't the best player on that side, I'll go he.
How did it feel for you? Obviously foreign. To not polar point, Dane.
I'm a bit flat, Sam. Haven't got over it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I
can see that. Look, last week there was some vision very, very unfairly sent to us, which I accidentally put on our socials of you dropping a chest mark. But I see they put up a TikTok of you getting cleaned up after, what, three repeated hardball efforts in three seconds? There's a TikTok video of you just getting a big bump after you, after tremendous effort, twice.
I don't have
maybe three times in 10 seconds.
How do I see that? I don't have TikTok.
You were tagged in on your Twitter page.
Oh, sorry. I lockdown got the better of me last night. So I haven't, how was it on Twitter?
Is this part of the team Hubble that's in your house at the moment? Did lockdown get the better of anyone else in the house?
Fair to say, the males have got the best of the males in the house. Yes.
Oh, it happens.
And that's why the girls aren't talking to me. Talking to us. I'm the only male up, or Tate up, but he's a little fucker, so he's been up for 2 days. But
like his dad already. So,
yeah, I know. But I like to sleep. He doesn't, apparently, on holidays. What is it? Oh, here we go. Let's just do this live. Chantel 2510. Yeah, not a bad pickup. The hands could have been a bit better. Yep. Yeah, nice handball. Yeah, actually, I remember that. He got me. Do you remember me telling you yesterday or last week that a bloke cleaned? Did I tell you that a bloke cleaned me up late off the ball a couple of weeks ago?
No.
Yeah, he got me. So that was late. I called him. I called him on a toot.
What did you call him?
I was like, I got up off the ground because he hit me late, clearly. I said, mate, that was a little late. You weak cunt, I think that's what I called him.
Hang on a sec, Dave. Sam, don't call the episode that.
Right. And then, I was like, mate, weak as piss. Like, that was extremely late. And he was like, mate, this is East Gippsland footy or something like that. I was like, what? So these are all a bunch of fucking cowards who hit people when they're not looking. And then he just ran away because he, you know, I got more talent in my pinky foot, in my pinky toe than he has in his whole body. So,
but you don't toot your own horn.
No, he was, did you see, mate, he's one of the worst people that's ever graced the face of the earth.
Sam, were you watching Dane looking at himself then?
Yes.
Mate, I stopped. I'd given the handball and he jumped off.
You had a tight game after the game. Did they would just say, "Dane, hurry up and shower. We need you for this. We need you for that." Because it looked like you were busy on the Lucknow Facebook page.
Mm. Well, I'm Ralph, Samantha.
Yes,
I'm a man of the people. I'll give back.
That we know about you.
And that person tried to shake my hand afterwards. I shook his hand, but I was like, no.
Went fish him?
You're a coward. I don't mind getting hit. Like if people are going to do it properly, but not when I'm not looking and I'm walking. And he jumps into the air and tries to get me. But you know what? I'm a bigger man, so we'll move on from that weak coward. Yeah. he should be suspended for life. But you know, he should.
Dirty dogs.
His ability. They should have looked at his ability first at tribunal and said, well, you should never grace the football field again. But, you know what?
But you've got over it.
No, yeah, I'm not bitter at all. The weak dog. We'll move on. It's not about me today.
No, it is. What was the schedule afterwards?
No, they were pretty good. So I shot home and, you know, footy clubs roast lamb and gravy rolls, which is one of the staples of a great football club, so I smashed about a couple of four or five of them. They were pretty good. I just went back to my room, got changed, and then I come back and just did a bit of they waited for me to do the votes. So that's once again, I thought, oh, fuck, I'm immoral here. Maybe the two or the three. No, they might give one of the young boys just the three to give them some confidence, but, you know, I'm clearly due for a vote. Donuts, I was a bit flat about that. But then, just got back to some Q&A, and then
with the local member.
Yeah, Billy Brownless. Billy Brownless look a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tim Bull is his name.
Yeah, well, yep, I'm a...
Politician's interviewing Dane Swan now. Fantastic.
Wow.
I cross all. I don't know what I cross, but I cross.
Divide, I think, is the phrase.
Yeah, exactly. So, and as I kept getting reminded on Twitter, apparently I'm an epidemiologist.
Are you?
And people should, well, apparently.
I tell you, win every argument. You should have said that to the big guy who cleaned you up. Just as I said, what are you, an epidemiologist? And you win an argument automatically.
Couldn't speak because I had the wind taken out of me. So I was trying to, but I was trying to yell at him, but I couldn't muster up any voice to yell at him. But I did some Q&A with him, a politician, which are my favourite.
Did he ask you about your venturing into politics last year?
No, he didn't. I would have been quite happy to tell him. Apparently, I am a politician or an epidemiologist, which is happens. I keep getting tagged on Twitter. I enjoy living rent-free in people's heads because they keep tagging me, Dave Hughes, and some person I've never heard of.
Do you know who it is that you haven't heard of?
No.
No, okay.
I'll tell you. Well, I don't look at my Twitter mentions a lot, but who is it?
Dave Hughes has become bigger, more hated than you on Twitter at the moment.
Yeah, me and Hughesy. We're two peas in a pod.
Are you back doing the footy show next year, you two?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Just me and him. Well, like I said, if Heath Shaw and Dale Thomas can have a TV show,
it's up for grabs.
I think it's you two, not me. Why we don't have a TV show?
Well, fair chance.
I don't like bringing it up. I think it's definitely you two. It's not me.
Okay, I'll cope with that. Speaking of the other one, Sam, how are you going to cope with lockdown? Because any change to your baby shower?
Oh, Ralph, it's a tough morning this morning. So 10 of my guests are interstaters, and so my numbers have dropped by 10, but the shower's still going ahead. But it's just that it's all my close family, like my mum and my sister and my best friends, they all can't come.
So are you guys in lockdown or just Victoria have shut the borders to everyone?
Victoria has shut the borders, yeah. We're not in lockdown. So Queensland.
One case today.
Yeah, just one.
How many?
Just
one.
Yeah. We're operating pretty much as normal down here, but I know, I mean, masks inside, and which is normal for us, but collectively there's 10. But last night, actually, my mum was meant to come over last night, and Qantas changed her flight probably other four or five times. So she was meant to land yesterday morning. Her flight got changed to later in the day. It got changed to later in the day again, and then it got changed to her landing at 10:55 last night. And then it got changed last minute as she was getting ready for the airport. And she was then put on an 11:50 flight, meaning she'd land at 5:15 this morning. And when she got to the airport, they closed the borders and said that any flight that departs after 1 a.m. our time is no longer allowed in. It's a $4,900 fine and you'd be turned around and sent back. So my mum, the poor thing, was at the airport in tears, just contemplating the fine, to be honest. She's like calling me saying, do I get on the plane? And I said, it's not worth risking it. So everyone that was there was originally coming during the day prior to the lockout, but Qantas changed the flight last minute. So if she'd have boarded that flight, she would have landed after the curfew and would have been fined and sent back. So she's not here, which is really sad. But
Melbourne have locked out everyone, every other state, is that right?
Except Tassie and Adelaide.
Pretty much Bart Simpson style, eat my shorts.
Yeah.
So it means I'm not allowed. So do you reckon if I tweeted at Dan Andrews or something to let me back in without, do you reckon they'd let me?
Maybe. You might have to do some charity work.
let's have a list of people you need to tweet. Brett Sutton, Dan Andrews.
Do you reckon they'd let me if I just went, listen, guys.
Try
big
it.
Fan. I've got some charity work I've got to do next weekend.
Martin Pakula is the Minister for Sport, Dane. Put him in.
Yeah. Yep. Any chance you could just slide me in because I'm actually doing God's work. I've got to come back and give a little bit back to the fans. Obviously not this weekend, next weekend. Do you think they'd make an allowance for me? How do you think the Twitter folk would be if they give me an exemption just to go back into the public next
weekend? You can only try, Dane. I say give it a go.
No, I think the pro Dane Swan people need this from you.
Mm.
So I think if you're a man of the people, you will tweet this out.
I think you should try.
I'm a man of the people, so I will.
Just like my mum, she went to the airport regardless of flight changes. She went there and then they changed it on her again, but she was still there. Dane, you just got to show up sometimes, you know? And I think if you show up, mention that you're an epidemiologist as well, because that might hold you in good stead.
Yeah, good point.
Mm. One foot in front of the other. That's all you can do. Just 1 foot in front of the other. Absolutely. Just keep on plugging away.
Yep.
So how do we structure this? Hi guys, Dane here. I'm an epidemiologist and an ex-footballer.
Dan, I said, Dan, let's let bygones be bygones. Big fan of yours.
Big fan.
You don't mind if I just slide back into the state without quarantine? I've got some giving back to do next weekend, so I don't think I'll ever be able to play footy either. But what can you do?
What about in the mask?
Well, you mean if I just slip back in the
no, play the mask off of that?
We meant like one of those fake nose and mustaches and just walk back into the state without anyone.
Stretch your marks off.
Yeah, exactly. No one could identify me and just slip back and just start playing footy in one of them.
So Dane, I think the night did get away from you last night because Sam just brought up something that I think a sharp Dane would have picked up on.
What?
There's room for 10 people at Sam's baby shower. There's potential for an urn, surely.
Have you heard my story about how I made it into the AFL, Sam?
Do remind us.
More importantly, have your friends?
I don't think they have. No.
Well, I'm available.
You're available for an urn?
Well, clearly, nothing for nothing.
There is a bar there.
I'm thinking we should auction off the 10 spots.
Oh.
Auction off, you reckon? Okay.
The shop with a free T-shirt, with some merch.
That's good. That makes less work for me. So, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, just do 9 of them and Dane can take the 10th one and then we can still give the people what they want, and that is to hear Dane's stories.
What have you got planned?
I'm just going to a lovely cafe restaurant in Eltham, and a friend of mine.
You're doing a gender reveal?
Absolutely not.
Pardon me. Where is it?
In Eltham.
Okay, that's a 30%
travel fee
increase on my fee.
It's only 36 minutes from the suit.
Where is it? Eltham.
Eltham, yeah.
Is that in Victoria?
Correct. Yes, it's in Victoria.
Just inside the border.
Okay. Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's beautiful there. But the person that – this is where you could come in, Dane, actually. My girlfriend who was hosting was coming from the Gold Coast. So now I'm short a host. So if you are available, perhaps you can host the baby shower.
Well, so I'm going to have the Greco mask on. checking that I'd go unnoticed if I slipped in with one of them.
Wearing a singlet. I don't think anyone would pick who you were.
Yeah, I don't think so. You know what? I'd just sit next to someone on the table. Like
blending.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Do you plan on getting the AstraZeneca jab now, Swanee?
I guess. Yeah, well.
Anyone can.
Yeah, it's all
right. Absolutely. Why not? Are you old? Yeah, fucking who shouldn't? If it's going to mean we can travel or I'm allowed to move around the country further, yes. Keep doing my charitable work. I absolutely think it will be a positive. But we don't have any, do we? Do we not have the vaccine?
We do.
You've got AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they've made it eligible for anyone. As long as if your doctor gives it the all clear, and what they've done, this is, it can't be self-interest, they've said to doctors that now they're indemnified.
Oh, what's that word mean?
Well, it means that if you can't get, the doctor's not in trouble.
Don't you laugh, Sam. You don't know what it means either.
I just like the way that you put that. What does that word mean? But the thing I love about you, Swanee, is now you'll use that word going forward.
Well, I could have pretended it's not in my head, but like, I don't know what it means.
Always improving.
Exactly.
When do you think, Ralph, though, because my mum's fully vaccinated because she's a frontline worker, so mum also was like, maybe I'll just show them my vaccination slip. When do you think, what point do you think we'll have to get to of vaccinations until we can travel freely, until Swanee can get back to, you know, going to places like Tassie and Queensland?
Apparently it's a big conspiracy and we're just going to keep going in lockdown until everyone gets vaccinated, apparently.
They're saying 80%. I reckon that sounds true. That doesn't make sense to me.
No one in the world is at 80% yet.
We don't have enough vaccines for 80%, do we? Or am I reading that wrong?
Don't have enough Pfizer. That's why they've opened the door on the other stuff.
Well, anyway. I was going to say, we don't have any good politicians. Like, our state government is fucking not well. And then our federal is also not well.
Except Dan Andrews, if he lets you back in, of course.
All of them. Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. If my learned friends let me back in without having to quarantine, right, I'll jump on their bandwagon like you wouldn't believe. I'll fucking support them. I won't even vote in the next election.
Wow.
Couple of footy issues to come up with. Is the Richmond era over, Dane? I loved how everyone wrote that after Richmond got thrashed. They're very good after the effect, aren't they, the footy media?
Well, what does the era over mean? Like, they won't win the flag. They very well may not, but I think I tweeted out a couple of sides that could win it after West Coast fucked me. They cannot win one. I think Richmond can still win the flag. I don't think they will, but I absolutely still think they can. Is the era over? Yeah, probably, but there's not a side, no sides won every flag ever, every year. Well, it just doesn't happen, so... I think they're probably on the way out. They'll probably finish in the bottom half of the eight, obviously. I wouldn't like to play them if I was going into the finals. Play them on the MCG, Richmond, big game. I wouldn't like to play them, but I don't think they win the flag, but I would not be tipping the game. I will take them. They'll probably be favourite in the first final they start because they'll... That's just my opinion. It doesn't count for much, even though it should. It should count for a lot.
Betting against a side like this is a profitable way of looking at the punt, which is all we ever care about, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Math science will be coming into play. Don't worry about that.
Which we did with St Kilda last week, so we'll get that part two. But what I'm saying is that the only good thing about getting old is you see patterns repeat. Hawks, the 80s, Carlton of the 90s, Brisbane of the 90s, when after their era, in the first year or two, they were always... That they were inconsistent, and that's what Richmond now is.
Yeah.
Their best
absolutely.
Is great.
So, I think they win a final or two, but I don't think they can win four big games in a row. So I think they probably make it to the second week or the third week, but I just don't think they can win the whole thing. But there's every chance they prove me wrong because, and like we all know, a lot of things have to go right for people to win a premiership. You have to be injury-free, flying at the right time of the year, et cetera, et cetera. So they can do it. I wouldn't count them out, but I think this is the most open premiership race in a long time. I reckon there's probably five sides that can win it. And obviously, depending on what happens with COVID, if, say, for instance, the rest of Australia is fucked and they have to be a Melbourne hub, or maybe if Richmond get, for example, Brisbane on the MCG in the first final, or they get West Coast or something random like that, Geelong. Would you be backing against Richmond? I wouldn't, but...
You don't think the Demon Army frightens them?
Well, I don't think Richmond will finish fourth. I think they'll finish in the bottom half of the eight, but if I was, as a Melbourne fan, Ralph, would you like to play Richmond in a final?
Yes.
You would?
Yeah.
Is that even leave?
I'd love to play in week one, which probably won't happen given that these will be in the top four and Richmond in the bottom four. But, yeah, I think it's one of those classic ones that if you play in week one, it's nearly a free hit.
Well, you think they're done?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, well, fucking good on you.
And from a punt perspective, I just want to say to people, like a couple of weeks ago when they played Essendon, I said, just have a little sneaky, just a tiny bit on Essendon over 39. And, of course, one narc says, oh, they didn't win by over 39. Yeah, I know that. Well, St Kilda did, right? St Kilda.
Yeah.
So So what I'm saying from a punt perspective, you're better off actually going against the tide because it's now, you know, it's an opportunity because they're being priced on their past 4 years, not on what they're doing this year.
What happened there?
Well, I didn't see much of it either because it was race day, but what I heard, I wanted to ask about this. Apparently Collingwood fans started booing any time they went sideways, which reminds me of Manchester United fans that say, no, you have winning and losing. You've got to play properly.
Oh, exactly. So I think looking back, I've made a couple of boos on the weekend. The West Coast, the GWS game, my fault, and Collingwood game, thinking that they would, Robert Harvey would open the shackles and let them play attacking footy. So clearly he's auditioning for a coaching role and he doesn't want the side to get smashed. And then also looking back, I probably should do some measures. I think maybe why playing at the SCG, because the ground's so small, I think, and I don't know, but I would say maybe they took more aggressive play-ons from half-back because the ground's so small. All they need is a handball from half-back or a quick kicking board and then you can kick it 35 out where obviously at every other 50 as easy as you can at the SCG. So, you know what, that's on me. I've got to be better. I've got to do more research more. So, hand up, my fault. But
don't do research. Please don't do research.
Yeah, well, okay. I'm not going to, Ralph. But you can't get beat by Freo without five in Melbourne. You just can't. Mind you, they've got no Doherty or Darcy, but you have to beat Freo over here.
Geordie's back this week, so we'll get to that.
Is it? Yeah, disappointing, but fuck, what can you do?
Speaking of fans, it come up today that Brad Scott's being approached. What chance do you think Brad Scott would get the job?
For that Collingwood coach?
Yep. Not whether he'd be good, but what chance do you think he'd get it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Not very.
Yeah. I don't think fans would cop that.
Yeah, just because he's been there and stuff like that.
Doesn't mean he wouldn't be good.
No, exactly. He's a great guy. He was my, I got along with him really well when he was a midfield coach at Collingwood. He treated me like a normal human. I didn't have to watch a lot of video with him because I've said it a lot of times, I never needed to watch myself get an uncontested mark on the wing and handball to someone running past me. There's no need for me to say that, but I think Brad would be a very good coach. Does he get the job? I don't think so. I'm a little bit flat, maybe because I'm in lockdown, but Luke Ball, great man. He was included on he was the fifth person on the panel. So
Premiership teammate. So when he rang you, when did he book you in for a chat?
Hold on. Let me check. I've got a couple of missed calls. Luke Ball is not one of them, actually.
Your WhatsApp? Have you checked your WhatsApp?
Maybe Tarrant? No, good call. Chris back. No, he hasn't. But I still can't get a fucking looking at that joint. Are they on purposely trying to fuck that joint up? Or
you know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
Mid-noughties, the St Kilda job was up. And they everyone's name was brought up, and then Sam's had enough. She's walked off. Then Robert Walls just swept in and said, "Put Ross Lyon in." So I can see this happening with you. Just someone saying, yeah, put 20 in.
Well, Ralph, I know I've said this a couple of times, but I don't like to toot my own horn. But why I haven't been approached in any, I think the young fellas would get a kick out of it. I'd get them into the Albion for free. I'd help with their ability on the ground. And listen, I'm not saying I want to be the head coach because, well, money talks obviously, but it'd have to be a fuckload. But I'd go down and help them out. But why they haven't approached me has got me fucked. But I'm happy for Luke. Do you reckon it's a paid gig?
With Luke?
No, like the five people who are on the committee to appoint the coach.
Maybe that's why you haven't been approached to be part of it.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, if it's not a paid gig, they probably know I wouldn't have picked up the call.
Right.
Listen, I love the Pies, but I don't love them that much.
Two more before we go. We've got lots of messages. Two more. Oh, I'll give you a lateral one here. Jake Stringer about keep him hungry side of things, you know, give him a short contract, not a long contract. What do you think of that side of things?
He doesn't appear to be hungry. It looks like he eats pretty well.
Dang.
But coming from a fellow thick person, like, I have no problem with that. Do I think he should get 4 years?
No, more of the point, the broader side, not specifically even with Jake, but about this this mindset of, oh, keep contracts short because it keeps the player hungry. Do the players need to be kept hungry?
Not necessarily. If you deserve it, you get it. Like, say someone like Dustin or, I don't know, the all-time, the greats deserve long contracts. The Stringer, what is he, 28, 29, 27? I don't know, but...
I think
27. I personally wouldn't give Stringer a long contract because I know that he's too inconsistent. I'd probably give him 2 to 3 because obviously he saved me the other week. When he plays well, he's just fucking dominant. So I love him the other week.
So that's it. Back to him.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, keep it relevant.
It's called the Swanee and Friends podcast, not called the fucking everyone else podcast. I don't know what the average wage is on AFL play, but if he's asking for 800 or what, a million a year, there's not a chance in hell, I wouldn't have thought, unless it's incentive based. But he's a very good player. But to keep people hungry, no, I think there has to be a middle ground. Like, even I wouldn't give, if I was a list manager, I wouldn't be giving people 7 year contracts.
Yep.
Obviously, there's the outlier, there's an exception to every rule. You know, like, I think the best young kid in the game, Sam Walsh, like, I've watched Carlton on the weekend, he's a phenomenal talent. Someone like him, maybe. But I wouldn't be giving too many people 7 year contracts because just so Buddy is one out of the box because he's a generational talent and he puts bums in seats. But, yeah, no, I don't subscribe to the theory that you need to keep people hungry by giving them 2 years because that opens a window for going, righto, you're going to give me 2 years? And what happens? You always get paid overs and more longer years to go somewhere else.
Yep.
So say if instead of give him 2 years at 600, say, or 3 years at 600, it always, someone will pay him, someone else will pay him 4 years at 700.
Gold Coast will.
Exactly. Okay, go up there.
But you're playing at the Gold Coast.
Well, come up here. I'll probably still be up here. might give Stewie a call, see if he can, if he wants a midfield coach.
He's always thinking of others.
Isn't he? Always thinking to give.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking about, helping them. Yeah.
Yep.
So the Noosaville Tigers, I want to see if I can have a kick with them. I need to do something. But yeah.
And just finally, before we get to messages, Sean Burgoyne started his career at the same time as you. He plays 400 this year, this week.
Fucking phenomenal. He started in 2001.
Yep. Yeah, I just looked up his record. It's remarkably similar to yours. He started the same time, same height.
What number did he get drafted?
Hey?
I'll
look that bit up.
As I looked that up,
what do you say about him?
I remember when we played him against Port one day, he had 18 clearances or something against us. He was him and his brother. He was phenomenal. Obviously, age has slowed him down a bit now. And the other thing, I said, do you think games should count if you don't get on as a medical sub?
No, of course not.
Yeah, absolutely. Neither do I. He is a phenomenal athlete, talent. When he played for Port, we support all our work into him because he was obviously incredible play. Slowed down a bit, as I've just said. Now he's a bit more of a role player. But fuck, he was a talent. He had 18 clearances against us one day and we just couldn't stop him. And I was looking at him. I was like, fuck, I hope someone picks him up because it's not my job. Who the fuck's on Burgoyne? Looking at me boots at quarter time, at half time, just looking around. Hadn't wanted nothing to do with him. Silky, we all know how he plays. Silky, 400, that's a lot of games, man. It's a lot of games. That could have been me.
So we got drafted in 2000, not 2001. But he didn't make his debut until 2002, which is your first year playing, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't make my debut until 2003.
Okay.
Yeah. I was a slow burn, Ralph. Prodigious talent, but I just just waited.
Absolutely. My father-in-law is involved in Hawthorn for 40 years. Said he's the best kick he's ever seen. He's seen some good players at the Hawthorn in 40 years.
Better than Darren Jarman?
Yeah, he's got the Jarman too.
That's a fair kick.
Lots of messages here. From Phil, what's Swanee going to do on his 57th day in lockdown? We are truly fucked.
Ah, mate, I'm literally back in lockdown. What a fucking disaster that is. Couldn't have picked it any better. What am I doing up here?
Barney?
He's at home, so I got the neighbour looking after him.
Could be for a while.
I know, mate. My missus had the biggest smile on her face of all time when we were going back, when we're in lockdown and saying we had the 14-day quarantine. She has no interest in going back to Melbourne. So what am I going to do? I'm going to sit here. I'm going to eat a thing of popcorn when I get out of here and watch the basketball and drink.
Pretty much the same as at home.
Exactly.
Pretty much. From Seamstress, big spoon or little spoon to eat ice cream?
Big spoon.
I thought they meant in the bed. I'm a little spoon guy for the Ben and Jerry's, say like the tub, like the small Ben and Jerry's thing.
Yep.
I'm a little spoon guy because you get more.
Do you?
You get more in a little spoon.
You get more out of the ice cream if you get a little spoon.
That's got to be massive.
Is that like you get more pizza if you cut it at 8 instead of 4?
Well, you get more mouthfuls.
Yep.
From Jax, any chance of Scotty coming back? We're not stopping him, Dane, I think that'd be fair to say. Yeah. Is that how we answer that?
Yeah.
He's welcome.
No, we don't. No, we're not. I think do you reckon it'd make the news if he come back? So
yeah.
You know what's stopping him? The arseholes in the world, in the Australian public, who would write something and probably try and ruin his life again.
Yes, that is exactly right.
Correct.
From Insta Joel, can we have some futures gambling tips for finals, Brownlow, et cetera?
We can. Just listen to the next podcast and you can ask, yeah.
All right, we'll do that in part two. No, I won't be asking that one. From Yorgs, Dane, show me how you would ask a baby if you could change his nappy. That made the news yesterday.
What a ridiculous thing that is. So I have to ask for consent to change my child's nappy. Do these people understand that they can't fucking talk?
They're not well, these people.
Mate, it's not the world. The world is not well. It's completely fucked.
From Brad, how much official Collingwood gear do you have stashed away? And who is a club hoarder on playing training gear?
I don't have much, actually. I train a bit in it because it's like sweat stuff and I kind of still refuse to buy training gear. Mm-hmm. I haven't bought training gear in my life. Actually, you know what I did the other day for the first time ever?
Go.
Cleaned my footy boots.
Ooh, your own.
Couldn't believe it.
Cleaned your own footy boots.
How do you do this?
Yeah, it was in the Collingwood and say, mate, just can you do a solid?
I would have liked to. I asked Taylor. She didn't think that was a good idea.
That went down well,
mate. I don't know why. Like she was bathing Tate. I was like, "Babe, any chance you can clean me boots?" fair to say, I wasn't the response I was looking for. But I don't have a lot. I probably got 3 or 4 training tops, color fairs of shorts, which I still use.
Cause
I
used who was good at taking lots of free stuff?
Yeah. Benny, Jono was good, but he'd take it for everyone else. Like, he'd just grab all his shit and just give it to his mate.
Right.
But wouldn't do it for himself. He'd go, mate, are you using that? I was like, well, it is a training top, Ben. Yes, I plan on using it again. Yeah, no, you don't. And just fucking take it. So I wouldn't have any.
He's non-Collingwood, mate.
Yeah, he gives it to like all his friends. I'd be like, mate, like, yes, that is a training top, Ben. I plan on using it again at some stage in the future. Can I have it? Well, do I have a choice? No, you're not. No, you don't, Dane. Just fucking give it to me. He's like, okay, Ben, you can have it. So he was pretty good. He probably fucking sold it on me the ass on. So Ben was pretty good.
And can you sign it before I take it off you?
Yeah, exactly. Footy shorts, match-worn stuff. He was brewing at it.
But well, we need want a reply then from Ben at some stage. From Reese, why is Channel 7 AFL posting so much of the Heater and Daisy show? It's shit and nothing they say makes sense.
Well, do you really need me to comment? You know why? Because I think they're trying to pump it up to get some views. Listen, it's one of life's great mysteries. It's one of life's great mysteries.
From all the sometimes. Who is replacing? Sorry, go on.
I still don't know what channel it's on.
I've never seen it on anything.
And that probably tells you something right there.
I did see. Now, here's one for our listeners just to Google up. Saw on Viceland, which was the station that we found the Echo Sexuals show.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
German sex tapes.
Oh. Dear mate. You what?
It's a show. I flicked it. I was looking for something late Friday night while I was writing up a form to have in the background. And the Aboriginal AFL show, what's it called? Your ex-teammate.
It's
not called Marnguk anymore. Coning or something?
Yokai or something?
Yes, that Tony Armstrong does. So that was what was meant to be on. And instead, up comes German sex tapes and 4 couples.
Pardon?
All have to...
We'll
have to watch each other.
Was your son sitting next to you or your daughter?
No, this is like a midnight sort of thing.
Bit of leading teams, direct feedback kind of stuff.
Exactly. So if anyone wants to have a look at it and get back to us, woohoo.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it now.
Yep. Sam? You were thumbs up at me or someone else in your house?
Yes, I have tradies arriving.
Oh, okay. That's probably where you ran away. Speaking of which, who's replacing Sam when she I'll change the last bit, selfishly goes away for a few weeks?
Yeah.
It's a great question. You're going to have guests lined up every week.
No, we need someone smart enough to press the record.
I'm not great at it, Dane. It can't be that hard to replace me.
It'd be very hard. You seem to think you'll keep working. I don't think there's a fucking snowball's chance in hell that you will be working straight away.
Well, if my mother's allowed in the state, then there's absolutely no reason why not in the beginning, because mum can just have the baby. It's me.
How many babies have you had before?
0. My mum is a midwife, though. She should be
How many babies have you had before?
0. How many have you had, Dane?
So just you wait. You can't just fucking – they're not dogs. You can't just – well, and they are like plants the first few months, but they require a bit of work for some reason. So,
do you think I'll be able to get it on a sleep schedule and we can just record in between, Dane? Surely you've got some tips for me. I can just follow Dane's daddy tips.
Well, that means we'd be working around your schedule, which is something I'm not real keen on.
Bad enough you have to sacrifice for Tate at the moment.
Well, exactly. I'm on holidays. I'm on school holidays, work, plugging away in a room where everyone else is out there sipping pina coladas and fucking giggling away and having the time of their lives. And I'm fucking sitting in here plugging away, sweating away. My selflessness knows no bounds. It's a real problem for me.
Mm. From Jacko, how did Swanee go against playing for Lucknow against the Mighty Swans? We've covered that. From official Blake Cook. How the fuck did this trio happen? What's the connections?
This trio?
Yes, us three.
Met in a swingers club.
Keys in a bowl.
Yeah. Ralph was doing some perineum sunning.
Dane was curious.
How did we meet? I spoke to Camo about doing a podcast, so I ruined his life. Mm. Oh, I thought we'd be good. And then Camo knew you, Ralph, so there's...
Yeah. I'd successfully launched a podcast with two former medal winners who are both great, and it improved my brand, and then I did one with you two, and it made it...
Yeah.
Tapered my brand.
Fucked it. Yeah, exactly. And Sam... After shit at the time, we needed a token female just so we can't get accused of being sexist or just saying bad shit. So we thought we'd slap a female on here, and here she is.
That's pretty much how it was, wasn't it, Sam?
Correct.
Actually, I apologise. I don't wish to speak to Sam. She may not identify as a female, so...
I do we'll identify just, as female. We just wanted to cover a few more demographics, okay. Don't we, lads?
Exactly, so... We've got Samantha who's fit in seamlessly.
From Smitty, when is Ralph's baby due? Looks close. Well, that's pretty fair. Harsh but fair.
Can't see him at the moment. He's a fucking shadow.
Yeah.
I am. Finally, Dane, we had a few questions about this. What about the Barlow code, Dane, for the people?
Yeah, come on, Dane.
You got the discount code?
Okay.
We'll put it in part two?
Put it in this one.
I'll sort it out, yeah.
You sort it out, we'll put it in part two.
Okay, sweet.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.